Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am R.S. Raghu with the World News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi calls upon citizens to unite to ease burden on national resources. Terms West Asia conflict one of decade's biggest crises. Iran and United States remain deadlocked over efforts to end their ongoing conflict. In Afghanistan, around 2,000 families affected by recent floods in Nangarhar province. And in cricket, India retained top spot in men's ODI team rankings. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today called upon citizens to unite to ease burden on national resources, terming the West Asia conflict one of decade's biggest crises. The Prime Minister was addressing the gathering after inaugurating the Sardar Dham Hostel at Vadodara in Gujarat.
पिछले कुछ वर्षों में दुनिया लगातार अस्थिर परिस्थितियों से गुजर रही है। पहले कोरोना का संकट, फिर वैश्विक आर्थिक चुनौतियां और अब पश्चिम एशिया में बढ़ता तनाव। अगर कोरोना महामारी इस सदी का सबसे बड़ा संकट थी तो पश्चिम एशिया में युद्ध से बनी परिस्थितियां इस दशक के बड़े संकटों में से एक है। ऐसे समय में देश को जन भागीदारी की शक्ति की बहुत बड़ी आवश्यकता आज जरूरत है कि हम सब मिलकर अपना दायित्व निभाएं, देश के संसाधनों पर पड़ने वाले बोझ को कम करें।
Prime Minister Modi said the government is making continuous efforts to ensure that this situation has the minimal possible impact on the people of the country. The Prime Minister reiterated his 7 points appeal to tackle the adverse impact of West Asia crisis. This includes reducing fuel consumption, prioritizing work from home wherever possible, avoiding foreign travel for a year, and adopting Swadeshi products. He has also urged the citizens to move towards natural farming and avoiding unnecessary gold purchases.
पेट्रोल डीजल का उपयोग कम करें, मेट्रो का उपयोग करें, इलेक्ट्रिक बस और पब्लिक ट्रांसपोर्ट का अधिक इस्तेमाल करें, कार पुलिंग को बढ़ावा दें। ये जरूरी है कि सरकारी और प्राइवेट दोनों ही दफ्तरों में वर्चुअल मीटिंग और वर्क फ्रॉम होम को प्राथमिकता दी जाए। मैं कुछ स्कूलों से भी आग्रह करूंगा कि कुछ समय के लिए ऑनलाइन क्लासेज की व्यवस्था पर काम करें। मैं आप सबसे आग्रह करूंगा कि जब तक हालात सामान्य न हो हम सोने की खरीद को टालें।
Iran and the United States remain deadlocked over efforts to end their ongoing conflict. Despite a fragile ceasefire and growing international concern over renewed instability in the West Asia, recent days have seen continued exchanges of fire, attacks on ships and Gulf states, and fresh clashes between Israel and the Lebanese militant group Hezbollah, raising fears of a wider regional conflict. On the diplomatic front, efforts to resolve the broader conflict across West Asia are facing serious headwinds. U.S. President Donald Trump declared Iran's latest response to an American peace proposal as totally unacceptable, while Tehran pushed back, with Foreign Ministry spokesperson Ismail Baghi insisting that response was not excessive and accusing Washington of maintaining unreasonable demands. Iran has sought the lifting of a U.S. naval blockade, recognition of its sovereignty claims over the Strait of Hormuz, and compensation for conflict-related damages. Mr. Trump is expected to discuss the Iran crisis during his visit to China this week, seeking support from Chinese President Xi Jinping to press Tehran for concessions. More from our West Asia correspondent.
Iran's foreign ministry spokesperson struck a measured but firm tone in remarks today, saying Tehran would fight if forced to, but would equally pursue diplomacy where space existed for it. Spokesperson Ismail Baghai added that any decision would be guided solely by Iran's national interest, and the Iranian government had consistently demonstrated its commitment to protecting its people. The exchange comes amid continued low-intensity clashes around the Strait of Hormuz, with both the United States and Iran warning against further escalation in the strategically vital waterway. away. Mediators remain active but appear to be struggling to bridge the core differences as each side holds firm to its opening positions. Humanitarian conditions in this conflict-affected areas are worsening, prompting fresh calls for de-escalation from relief agencies and regional governments. This is Vinod Kumar for Akashvani News from Dubai.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a six-day visit to United Arab Emirates, UAE, Netherlands, Sweden, Norway and Italy from Friday. On the first leg of his five-nation visit, Mr. Modi will reach UAE on Friday, where he will meet the President, Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan. The two leaders will exchange views on bilateral issues, in particular energy cooperation, as well as regional and international issues of mutual interest. They will also discuss ways to advance the bilateral comprehensive strategic partnership underpinned by strong political, cultural, economic and people-to-people links. This is Akashvani. You are listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. In Afghanistan, around 2,000 families have been reportedly affected by the recent floods in Nangarhar province. The International Organization for Migration, IOM, said emergency relief items have been given to impacted families as humanitarian teams continued assessing urgent needs in flood-affected people. It said many people lost homes, agricultural land and household property after flooding in Nangarhar. The IOM stated that similar aid operations are being conducted in Laghman and Kunar, where recent flooding has caused damage to residents and infrastructure. Humanitarian agencies said extreme weather conditions, including floods, harsh winters and droughts, have impacted Afghanistan in recent years, putting additional pressure on millions of people already struggling with poverty and displacement. Last month, Afghan disaster authorities said that at least 148 people were killed and 216 others injured in the country following heavy rains, flash floods, landslides and earthquakes that struck several parts of the country. Sindhi leader Shafi Burfat has accused Pakistan's military establishment of long supporting religious extremism and terrorism. He said the military's dominance over the country's political, economic, ideological and social institutions threaten democracy, regional peace and long-term stability in South Asia. In a statement on social media, Burfat said the military has remained the real power behind the state by repeatedly overthrowing elected governments, hanging political leaders and imprisoning and exiling dissenters. A French woman who travelled aboard the Hanta virus hit cruise ship MV Hondius tested positive for the Andes antivirus during her return to France. French Health Minister Stephanie Rees confirmed this today. The woman was among five French nationals evacuated from the cruise ship and repatriated to France yesterday. India continued to hold the number one position in the latest ICC men's ODI team rankings following the annual update released today. However, their lead over New Zealand has reduced from 8 to 5 points. India's rating slipped by 1 point from 119 to 118, while New Zealand gained 2 points, moving up to 113. Despite the marginal decline, India remains the leading ODI team in world cricket and continues to dominate the white ball rankings after also retaining the number one spot in the men's T20 international rankings following last week's update. Indian boxers continued their dominance in girls under 17 category semifinals at the Asian under 15 and under 17 boxing championships in Tashkent today. In the girls under 17 category, 8 boxers advanced to the finals today. And now before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. Prime Minister Narendra Modi calls upon citizens to unite to ease burden on national resources, terms West Asia conflict one of decades biggest crises. Iran and United States remain deadlocked over efforts to end their ongoing conflict. In Afghanistan, around 2,000 families affected by recent floods in Nangarhar province. And in cricket, India retained top spot in men's ODI team ranking. That concludes tonight's World News Bulletin. For more updates, stay tuned to Akashvani. Good night.